Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. Last week, State Impact hosted a public forum on how climate change affects Oklahoma. A panel of experts took audience questions on water and agriculture, and as Joe Wirtz reports, if this discussion is any guide, Oklahomans are curious, frustrated, and concerned about climate change.
You guys ready?
The Picasso Cafe in Oklahoma City was standing room only. One by one, audience members took the microphone.
Hands up if you want to ask a question, we will get around to you.
And posed questions to our panelists. Clay Pope, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, and Dr. David Engel, Director of Oklahoma State University's Water Resources Center.
Yeah, I'm Glenn Robertson from Norman.
3 years of drought has left the city of Norman racing to secure new water supplies, but the situation has become dire in southwest Oklahoma. Robertson talked recently with an official from the most drought-stricken region of the state, which left him worried about the broader effects.
But he also kept saying, when things come back to normal, when things come back to normal, is it a fact that one of the greatest problems you have is battling the myth that droughts are just rude interruptions from good times?
David Engel with the Water Center.
In Oklahoma, in fact, the entire Great Plains, normality is this huge variation. Our normal or our climate is marked by dry and wet periods, and in fact, extended wet periods followed by extended dry periods.
Pope says the big droughts that have defined Oklahoma, those in the 1930s and 50s, better represent the state's geologic history. The good times, those periods between the droughts, that's the anomaly.
From the time we had the land run until today, it's been mighty wet in Oklahoma.
In this state, climate change and water policy are inseparable, and water worries dominated the discussion at the event. From soil erosion and no-till farming to aquifer depletion and the water, oil, and gas companies use for fracking.
Hello, I'm Josh. I'm from UConn. Thing is, I work in the oil field. I understand people are talking about the fracking process, but nobody is talking about the use of water.
But Russell Dowdy with the advocacy group Oklahomans for Responsible Water Policy said eastern parts of the state are vulnerable too.
What are we doing here in the state with our forests, and how are we looking at forests and what role they might play in making Oklahoma more resilient to climate change?
We've knocked the water cycle out of whack. We've knocked the carbon and nitrogen cycle out of whack.
Oklahoma has a variable climate and geography. And Pope and Engel said the state's forests, grasslands, and watersheds all sustain each other. Disrupting the fragile ecology of one region of the state will lead to problems elsewhere, downriver, downwind, or at the local grocery store. Maintaining a sustainable balance has never been easy, but one audience member said it's what we know about the future that's really frightening.
So we know we're going to get hotter, and we know we're going to get drier. We might have to be more worried about adapting rather than preventing climate change.
He said it doesn't really matter if everyone agrees on the cause of climate change. Oklahomans just need to look at other states and the history here to know things could get a lot worse and come up with a plan to respond. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of each of Oklahoma's public radio news stations. We'll broadcast the full audio of this public forum Monday morning at 11 on Oklahoma Voices, or you can hear it now by visiting KGOU.org and clicking the link for State Impact.